I could attend the University of Southern California. None of us do this on our own. There are friends and families and teachers who are part of our support system that we can learn to trust in and believe in, believe that they have our best interests at heart. I'm sure that there are people right here at Tom Bradley Elementary that you can trust in and believe in, people that you know to be a reliable, valid part of your support system. Am I right? No one does this on their own. There are no obstacles save the ones you impose upon yourself. Miracles are a natural state of being when a miracle doesn't happen. Something is what?
Wrong.
What grade is this?
Yes.
Good. Y'all are fierce. Y'all are fierce. Well, that's kind of it for me. It's what I came to share.
That's a lot.
Any questions?
No questions for, you know, he's here and then he's going to be gone. He's going to say, well, I wanted to ask a question, but, you know, I didn't. So you should ask it now.
Yes, sir. What's your name and what's your question?
My name is Caleb, and I wanted to ask you, what was your motive to be an actor?
What was my motive to becoming an actor? Actually, becoming an actor was not my first career choice at all. I studied for the priesthood for 4 years. I believe that there is such a thing as a genetic family business. On my father's side of the family, they're all ministers. All of my uncles are ministers. On my mother's side of the family, they're all educators. So I am hardwired. I am the way I am because I believe I am hardwired to be that way. Yes, sir. What's your name and what's your question? Whoa. Let me say something to you that I think is incredibly important. There is a wisdom to that which we are named. And when you say your name, you are honoring not only yourself, but your ancestors, all those who have come before you. So don't rush through your name, young man. When you say your name, say it so that others around you can understand.
And it's a powerful name.
Who it is you are.
Repeat your name.
Shakia Miles. Shakia. Spell that for me.
Shakia.
H-A-K-I-A-N. Shakia Miles Love. What is your question, Shakia Miles Love?
Who picked you up to start being an actor?
Well, when I came to Southern California to study theater at University of Southern California, I was studying and with an intention toward moving to New York and being on the Broadway stage. I had no real intention, remember that word, intention, toward working in television or film at all. But they were casting for a miniseries called Roots. Did you guys, have you got, you're fifth graders, have you seen Roots?
Yes.
Has anybody read the book Roots?
Yes.
It's a pretty big book. I highly recommend it. When they were casting for Roots, Shakian, they had exhausted all the normal means of finding professional talent, which means to say that they had seen every young black kid in town who had an agent. And so they were beating the bushes. They called the University of Southern California Drama Department, and that's where I was. I was in the right place at the right time.
He was in college.
I was in college.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. What is your name and what is your question? La Danelle?
La Danelle.
La Danelle. Good morning, La Danelle.
What makes you make a kid's show?
Ah, what makes me make a kid's show? That is a great question. I grew up in a house where reading was like breathing. My mother was an English teacher before she was a social worker, and so reading was mandatory in Irma Jean's house. Was not optional. And so, when, with the Roots experience in my life, I was really able to see the power of the medium of television. I believe that television is probably the most powerful tool ever invented for addressing social growth and change in our society. I'll say that one more time for anybody who might have missed it. Television is probably the most powerful tool ever invented for addressing social growth and change. Anybody tell me why that is? Yes, sir.
Because it, like, tells you something.
Because.
I mean, because it tells you stuff that you didn't know.
Because it tells you stuff that you didn't know? That's part of the answer. Yes, sir?
Because you can learn something new that you haven't known.
Because you can learn something new. I'll tell you why television is the most powerful tool ever invented in the history of civilization for addressing social growth and change. Because, ladies and gentlemen, television is everywhere. There is no place you can go on the planet that does not have TV. There is nowhere you can visit that is not subject to the influence of the medium of television. Let me tell you how powerful the medium of television is. How many of you can sing a commercial jingle? Oh, come on, be honest. Sing a song from a commercial.
From a TV commercial.
Oh yeah, from a TV commercial. Yeah. But let me ask you a more simple question. Yeah, yeah. How many of you watch TV?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
2 hours a day.
2 hours a day?
1 hour.
1 hour a day?
Or more.
All 4 hours.
Your average American child watches more than 40 hours a week of TV.
Of course. I wake up at 1 o'clock in the morning just to watch cartoons.
40 hours a week is your average work week for the American workforce. Television is more influential in your lives than your parents, your ministers, your teachers. You spend more time with TV than you do anybody else in your life. So when I was in Roots, to answer your question, I got a very firsthand an experience of how powerful the medium of television is. Roots aired in this country and ignited a fire of conversation across this country, the likes of which we had hardly ever seen. And every time Roots traveled to another country, there was another conversation about the nature of humanity, about the indomitability of the human spirit, about the importance of family. And so when the idea was presented to me to use the medium of television to steer children back in the direction of literature and the written word, I remembered how important reading was to my mother and to my family growing up. And it just made sense to use the medium of TV to promote literature and literacy. It's a kind of a long answer to your very simple question.
Basically, it's his ministry. This is what he's saying is that he, I don't know if you're putting all this together, but he didn't become a priest, but he wanted to make God laugh, tell him your plan. So he went into television after he got his education, and now he's using television to educate the world about the power of the human spirit. So is this a form of ministry, LeVar Burton?
Yes.
Is it a ministry? Is he ministering to people through the television? Showing them the good way? Yes. Teaching them the reading rainbow? Yes. Is that a good thing?
Yes.
Is he a good man?
Yes.
Give him a round of applause. Don't go anywhere, LeVar. I need you. I got low self-esteem. I need you up here with me. We also have good women. Behind every good man is a good woman. LeVar tells me he wakes up at 5:45 every morning, him and his wife, to get their program for their family going every day. Every day. Because consistency is power. Consistency is power. I've got a very strong woman in my life. Very smart, humble, a gentle spirit.
Fawn.
The nicest person I've ever met in my entire life. An angel on this earth. The First Lady of Hope, Sheila Kennedy Bryant. So, what did I do to deserve somebody that amazing?
Money.
Actually, it's a very good response. But if I got her because of money, actually it would be a train wreck. It would be a bad situation because if I ever lose my money, she would
leave.
Right. Number two, there's no connection of spirit, the thing we're talking about here. So it has to be about something more In math, yes.
Personality,
spirituality, yes.
Attitude,
very good. So we're talking about different kinds of wealth. There is spiritual wealth. There is educational wealth. There is health wealth. There is emotional wealth. And there is
money,
economic wealth. Which is the least important of those versions of wealth? The least important. It's a bit of a trick question, but try it, yes. The least important.
Money.
Very good. It's not about money. Money is a tool for you to use. But if money uses you and you don't use money, then your life turns upside down. Very good. Now, is LeVar using money or is money using him?
He uses money.
Very good. He's in charge, right? You look at him, you see a strong man, right? So it's not about making more money, but making better decisions with the money you make. All right. So let me give you an example of this. All right. LeVar and I both know a guy. He's an actor. His name is Tyrese. You ever heard of Tyrese?
Yes.
Too Fast, Too Furious, the movie?
Yeah.
Okay, that Tyrese. He's my mentee. I'm his mentor, okay? He's LeVar's friend. You know Tyrese, right? Tyrese did a movie, all right? And Tyrese got paid that movie more than...
Not more than Oprah Winfrey,
that's right. But very good. Maybe not more than LeVar. LeVar is not only an actor, he is a producer and a director too, which means he controls the movie. He makes the movie and he stars in the movie, right? So he's an owner of the movie and he's in the movie. Which one would you rather be? In the movie or owning the movie?
Owning the movie.
Very good. So let's just say it soon right now that that's, he got paid more than this, but since we can talk about it, how much is that?
$1 million.
$1 million. Now, because you make $1 million, does that make you a millionaire?
No.
Very good. Why?
Because
you
already made a
living. They get this without any coaching. This is amazing. Yes, ma'am.
Because a millionaire is a person who keeps on getting $1 million?
Technically, you're a millionaire, right? You got $1 million, technically. Why aren't you a millionaire right now? Yes.
Because you don't have over $1 million and you didn't have $1 million.
No. Is that $1 million?
No.
Yeah. Is that $1 million? Yeah. It says what?
$1 million.
So,
$1 million.
It's $1 million. If you're, you have $1 million, are you a millionaire?
No.
Why?
She has the answer, John.
Yes, ma'am.
Because he has
Oh, girl! Very good. Give him a round of applause. That's a very good answer. Very good. How much is taxes? What's the tax rate for somebody in this income bracket?
About a few thousands.
It's 35%. Is that fair? 35%. What's 35% of $1 million? I'll help you. Now just do the next one yourself. It's $350,000. So you have to pay $350,000 to who? The government, right? Right? Well, how much is left?
$350,000
from $1 million is how much? If that's 35%, you've got 65% left. How much is 65% of $1 million? Yes.
$650,000.
Oh, man. Miss Love. There you go. Mr. Love. $650,000. Okay, but LeVar has a
agent.
And an agent wants
10%.
What's 10? Now is it 10% of $650,000 or is it 10% of $1 million?
$1 million.
Right, what's 10% of $1 million? Remember, what did we do earlier today? What rule?
Subtract by.
No. What? Yeah. So
subtract by 10%.
10%.
100.
We use that to save, right? That was a 10% rule to save, right?
Yes.
Okay, but this is another 10% rule. This is an entertainment business. 10% for his agent. 10% of $1 million is how much?
$100,000.
Very good. So minus $100,000. Now how much does Tyrese have left? 650 minus 100,000. How much? $550,000. Is it over yet, Lavar?
Oh, no.
Because Lavar also has a
lawyer.
Oh, I'm sorry. But for the lawyer, it's a manager.
Manager.
The manager wants 15%.
Wow.
Is it 15% for 550 or is it 15% for $1 million?
$1 million.
How much is 15% of $1 million?
By like 15.
Very good. Let's bring this up here. Am I doing it right so far, Lavar?
So far, you're right on.
Okay. $150,000. How much does he have left?
$400,000.
Very good. $400,000. Now, before Lavar's lawyer, you got what I call the bling bling tax. The bling bling tax. You know what the bling bling tax is?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's that used Porsche, that fake gold, the house for your mama, some clothes, the shopping spree. Basically, you went crazy because you didn't have any money. You first got, you got this money, you spent $100,000 on stuff.
Well, what's the car note?
The car note, well, that's part of the $100,000, okay?
Car note.
So, the $100,000, so now how much do you have left?
$300,000.
Now you gotta pay the, you gotta pay the lawyer.
Lawyer is very important.
How much would a lawyer want?
5%.
5%. Is it 5% of $300,000 or is it 5% of $1 million?
$1 million.
Huh?
$1 million.
What's 5% of $1 million? No. It's 10%. Whoa! Very good. Oh, right. Give him a round of applause. That's very good. So now,
that's Jack.
How much does Tyrese have left? Now, let's check this out. Now, you thought you got paid $1 million. Now, here's what happened.
You can't even buy a car with that.
Okay, you got $1 million. Okay, the first thing you say is, "I'm a millionaire." So you go out and you buy a Bentley, and you go buy all this stuff, and you spend $600,000. Why? Because you're a millionaire, and you've got, by your calculation, $400,000 left, right? No, because you're not thinking about all of this. You're thinking, I'm a millionaire. So you spend $600,000 in this other example, and you've got $400,000 left. Now, what happens if you've got $250 left? You means you spent $750,000. So $750,000 minus $400,000 is how much? Minus.
Negative.
Oh, what'd you say?
Negative.
Negative how much?
Negative
zero. I just upside down. Negative for what? Negative $350,000.
Dang, that's not even
a real. Are you broke?
Yes.
Are you beyond broke?
Yes.
That's called bankruptcy.
That's even a real number.
That's not a right number. It's a real number. As far as that happen all the time?
It happens all the time.
So, would you rather be worth? Would you rather be worth minus $350,000, or would you rather be a great teacher that makes $50,000 a year? You've been teaching for a long time, and you got a lot of experience. And let's assume that you live under your means, and so you spend to live, you know, house note, car note. You spend $35,000 a year. You've got how much left?
Maybe 25.
No. $15,000. Now, here's how everybody can here get rich. You think you can get rich with $15,000 a year? Really? Here, check this out.
Yes, you could if you save.
Very good. Let's assume you make $1,000 a month at a part-time job. You're going to do the 10% rule?
No,
not this 10% rule. The one we taught outside. What was the 10% rule we taught outside?
Candy!
10%!
Huh?
10%!
Do what with it?
Save
it, right? Save it where?
In the bank.
In the bank or investment house. So you make $1,000 a month and you're 17 years old as a part-time job. You're gonna save how much?
10%.
Which is how much?
10% for what?
10% of $1,000.
Oh, that's
10% of $1,000.
That's $100?
Very good, $100. You're gonna save $100 a month from age, you listening now? This is very important. You just told me you can't get rich with $15,000 net a year. So I'm gonna show you how you get rich. You ready? You wanna be rich like LeVar Burton?
Yeah.
Right, you wanna be rich like my wife?
Yeah.
She owns everything I got, right? You wanna be rich?
Yeah.
Here's how you do it. You're 17 years old. You make $1,000 a month. You take, which is $12,000 a year, which is not a lot of money. You take $100 a month, 10%, and you save $100 a month. From age 17 to age 65, you'll be worth $4.3 million. How much?
$3.4 million.
Can you get rich with this?
Yes. Yes.
I didn't say $15,000. I said $100 a month. How much is $100 a month times 12 months?
1,200.
You're really good. $1,200 a month, a year. So for $1,200 a year, for 65 years, with compounded interest and investment, you can be worth
$4.3 million.
Very, very good. Give yourselves a round of applause. Very much. So as we wrap up, LeVar and I need to know that it was worth our time to come here. Did you enjoy this?
Yes.
Tell us what you learned from this experience.
I know you're never going to be rich.
Yes, ma'am.
Sir. I'm a boy.
Sir.
I know that if you make $1 million in a movie, you will come out. You would only have for yourself and your mom and stuff. $250 million. $50,000.
Very good. Very good. What does that mean?
That
you don't manage your money well, you're going to be
broke,
or in jail. The government takes exception to people who do not pay their taxes.
Al Capone. You ever heard about Al Capone?
Yeah.
Big criminal. They didn't get him for murder or gang banging or any of that stuff. They got him for tax evasion. The government don't play.
They do not. Government wants their money.
I'd rather owe my mother some money than the government. The government does not play. Now, if you make one movie in 5 years, is this enough money to last you 5 years?
No.
Right? All right? So is it better to have this over 25 years? Every year? Yeah, much better. What else did you learn? LeVar, now I need to know it was worth your time. Yes.
I learned that you can get ejected if you don't use the money right now.
You can get what now?
You can get ejected.
Checking account?
If you don't use the money right.
Ejected. What do you mean?
Oh, ejected.
Like, you get your money taken from the government.
Or you can get a house. Or check the bank.
If somebody gives you your money, they can take it from you.
Right.
Money.
Right. Absolutely. Now I want you to mix. There's two lessons here. There's a spiritual lesson and there's a money lesson. So tell us what you learned about money and what you learned about life. What did LeVar teach you as well? Yes, either one.
My life
teacher is
about
money. I learned that just because you get a lot of money that you shouldn't go crazy with it.
Very good. Give him a round of applause. Very good. Very good. Yes, sir. You learned what now?
How to get $4.3 million by saving $100 a month.
Yeah, you're good. Very good. Yes.
I learned that the life one. I learned that your mom teaches lots of things, and you can learn from your family and your friends.
Very good. Very, very good. Absolutely. Yes, Mr. Love.
I learned that $250,000 ain't gonna last you that long. And when that's all spent, that $250,000, you're gonna end up poor or end up feeling dope.
Whoa, that's right. You don't want to sell dope. Nobody in here, right? This is all legal money, right? Everything we're talking about is illegal. Does a drug dealer wear a suit and tie?
No.
No. Well, pink ones. I'm not talking about pink ties and purple suits. There's a whole other alpha to wear orange suits, right, in jail. That's right. Anybody else? Yes. Whoa, very good, very good, yes.
I learned if you make $1 million, you still have to pay taxes.
That's right. You guys are learning a lot today. Yes.
Dad, if you win $1 million or more, you'll never feel that much money. You have to go, you'll lose all a bunch of money because of all the taxes and all the things you have to pay.
Mm-hmm. So what do you want to do?
So you want to save,
That's right. Very good. Very good.
I learned that you could be teached by your parents and get a good education too.
Mm-hmm.
And you could earn money if you save.
Very good.
Earn money if you save.
Earn money if you save. Yes, one more. Okay. Yes.
Well, for the spirit, I learned that you can teach people while watching TV. How you can talk about watching TV.
Yes. And what kind of things can you teach people on TV?
Like, you can teach them how to read.
Mm-hmm. I like to say all TV is educational. The question is, what are we teaching?
That's right. That's right. Is LeVar teaching good things on television?
Yes.
Are you going to watch more of LeVar Burton now?
Yes.
Everybody going to go out and rent Roots now?
Yes.
Yes, you already own Roots, huh? Anybody else want to say anything before we clip? Yes.
I know for a computer, no, for TV things, that you can learn anything on any channel because there's a lot of stuff on TV that you can learn about.
Very good. Mr. Love? Yes.
I know if that $1 million was my money, it'd be all spent.
At least you're honest about it. Would you spend it now that you know what the consequences are?
Sure.
Would you spend?
Not really, but probably.
Come on, make
$5,000. After you go through Banking on Our Future and you learn about financial literacy, would you then, after you go through all the course, would you be smarter afterwards?
Yes.
Would you save your money then?
Yes.
Very good. Give you guys a round of applause. What's your name?
Andrew
Prenet. LeVar said something very important. Basically said, if I don't like me, I can't like you. If I don't love me, I'm not going to love you. If I don't feel good about me, I'm not going to feel good about you. So you need to shake somebody's hand, look them in the eye, tell them who you are, and let them know I am somebody, that you believe in yourself. Because if you don't believe in you, nobody else will. Can you do anything in this world you want to?
Yes.
Can you? What? Give him a round of applause. Now, Andrew here reminds me of a story. Turn around, Andrew. Let me see. Turn around. Yeah. Andrew's hair reminds me of a story. There's a guy who was about Andrew's length of hair. And unlike Andrew, he wasn't getting good grades. And his father wanted to be a priest, like LeVar Burton wanted to be. His father was a priest. And so his father and his son was having a conversation. And the son said, well, Dad, you know, I really want a car. And his father said, well, you know, you really aren't ready for a car. He said, Dad, I really am ready for a car, and I can prove it. He says, well, if you want to prove it, you got to get better grades and you got to cut that hair. And so, over a period of time, he worked really hard, and over 6 months, he got his grades up, and he came back to his dad and said, Dad, I'm ready for my car. And he said, I got good grades. His dad said, well, there's a problem. You still have what?
Hair.
Long hair. And so, being a smart son, Andrew turned to his dad and said, Dad, I've been reading the Bible, and I really respect what you do. And I've learned that Jesus Christ and all of his boys had long hair. And without missing a beat, the father turned around to his son and said, yeah, and Jesus Christ and his boys walked wherever they went to. Story had nothing to do with nothing, but I enjoyed it. You guys enjoyed today?
Yes!
Yeah, thank your teachers.
You know, you all are going to go through the Banking on Our Future program if you haven't already. Our two guests who have gone through the program. Do you
want to
say any comments for our young minds in the room?
I would just like to let you guys know that I did go through the program at Washington High School, and that to save your money when you get it. That's what I learned. To put it up, invest, and it'll grow. Like a lot of us young people today, we buy cars and buy different things that won't help us. But if, because the car loses money as soon as you drive it off the lot.
Right.
But if when you get older and you get that money, try to invest in a house and your money will grow. So it's just different learning things that we learn with this program. And I just want to encourage you guys, just keep going and do your best and you'll be all right.
Thank you.
Hey, you guys, you going to college?
Well, I just want to share a quick story. I was also going through the banking workshop. And when I was about seven, 8 years old, my mother told me I wanted a Game Boy. Remember the first Game Boy, the big old gray ones?
Did you have a Game Boy color?
No, it wasn't color. It wasn't color. It was green. And I told my mom, I want a Game Boy. And she said, well, you know, we don't have enough money to get you one right now. She said, your birthday's coming up. I was like, okay. She's like, well, I'm not sure if you're still going to get it to you because, you know, bills getting high. You got to pay rent. You got to do a lot of stuff. So my grandmother pulled me to the side and said, okay, baby, we're going to get you that Game Boy. I said, how, Mom? We ain't got no money. I don't have any money. You know, I'm only 7 years old. She said, well, you know, when you go buy that candy bar and you get that change, put it away. Mm. She said, save it. So for about 2 months, I took my little chain and I put it away. I was going to the couches and people sit there, grab that chain, put it away. And all of a sudden, one day, I didn't think I had enough. And I just remember what LeVar said, is that you don't go through it by yourself. And I saved up and I kept saving. I still didn't have enough money. But my mother put that extra in and got me that Game Boy for my birthday. Mm-hmm. And I said, if you save up and do what you have to do, you get what you want. It's just time has to carry. So, you know, you guys do good and you guys are a very smart class. And I'd like to thank you guys for letting us have letting us be here.
And you're going to college too? Very good. Hey, everybody, you enjoyed today?
Yeah.
Does everybody stand up? We're not going to do the autograph thing anymore, okay? Everybody stand up. Can we get a group photo together?
Yeah.
Before I can get a picture of you,
right? Absolutely.
All right, everybody come up here slowly. We're going to do a group picture. Sweetie, Cindy, Rachel, all our guests, please come up for a group photo. All of our guests in the back, please come up. Join us.
We
got to
get in tight.
Act like you like each other. Let's get in here intimately as you like, act like you like each other.
Now, this is your new home.
We are
the
world. Oh, fam, give them a round of applause. We are the world. We are the future.
Can you see everybody?
Let me pull this forward. Okay, now push. Let love be strong. Push, brother, love.
Push. I like that, brother, love.
Feel in there. I want you to get in there, young lady. Excuse me. Come forward, miss, so you can get back in there. And I want you just to lean down. So I can get more people in. Yeah, like this. So I can get more people in.
There we go. Harry, come on, get in the picture. Absolutely. Rachel, stop lurking on the edges. All right.
I don't know about you. I got wide angle, but it ain't that wide. I'm going to try.
Now, that little camera of mine can get all of that. That big thing of yours can do it. Maybe you should borrow one of maybe you should borrow my camera. All right.
Oh, I'm looking good. Look, I gotta get back a little bit more.
You can try the parking lot.
Woo, I got him. I got all of them. In a little bit more, miss. In a little bit more.
Okay. Hold your breath.
I like that.
All right. On three, we're going to say hope. One, two, three.
Hope!
Woo, let me get a note. One. John, you want to say it again?
One, two, three.
Hope!
Thank you.
All right, everybody. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You guys can thank our guests.
Christian.
Thank you.
Great job.
Thank you guys so very much.
Great job. Great job. Nice to be with you. I'm sure can. It's supposed to be you very smart. Ready?